What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be and listen to the show. You can rewind the show with that Odyssey app as well. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 21st, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And the Lurch Pappy, Jason Bishop.
John Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
How about that fall weather, man? Yesterday and today, this morning?
A little chilly.
I love it.
It was chilly last night. I went to Wolf Trap and I just wore the same shirt I wore to work, which was a polo shirt, short sleeve, and I was regretting it.
Hmm. Yeah,
we went out with another couple. My buddy Gabe had a sweater.
Uh-huh.
His wife brought a jacket.
You never think about that. You never think.
I told
you
it was going to be chilly.
And my wife brought a shawl or something like something, you know, a wrap.
You never think that. You never think I don't want to be cold.
Not really.
Mm. It must not bother you too much then.
But you were. You were chilly.
Little chilly, especially when we left.
Yeah.
By the way, I got home.
It was in the 60s.
Jason Bishop got home at about 11:15 because I had great parking to get there.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, maybe the best parking spot in all of Wolf Trap. I mean, top of the hill. In the street, one of the Rangers put us there because my guy Bernie Berry over at Wolf Trap hooked me up with a media pass or media parking pass, circle parking, whatever it was.
But then you're Ranger, buried.
I mean, there was an orange cone. Then he moved the orange cone, parallel park right here, right there. But to leave, when we left our seats, everybody from the lawn had scurried out, and there was just a line of cars.
Just
and there was no
to
reason
out.
To even attempt to leave for 20-25 minutes.
Mm.
And then the inevitable traffic from basically it starts at Tyson's all the way to American Legion Bridge. Whatever construction they have going on there, there's traffic all hours.
That was still going on?
It just was
they
a
probably
slowdown.
Knock out a lot in the evening when it's not as busy, but it snarls traffic.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I gotta say, going out on Tuesday night, I didn't know if I wanted to do it originally. I was nervous to see. EB knows this. I taped every Seinfeld episode when I was in college on videotape.
I actually didn't.
You were
that.
Addicted.
Oh, I had like 8 videotapes of Seinfeld watching every episode. And I was worried that he wouldn't live up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried it was going to be like Michael Jordan with the Wizards. It was Michael Jordan with the Bulls.
Was it?
Was
really?
Great.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Oh, good.
He was awesome.
So nonstop laughter.
Nonstop, except Jerry had to stop the show for about 5 to 10 minutes because somebody in the third or fourth row passed out.
And
there was a huge incident. One of the guys, I mean, I came with my buddy Gabe and his wife. He's a doctor. He went up there, but he said he came back to the seat. He says, in Virginia, there's so many doctors. There was like 7 to 8 doctors helping this person out.
It wasn't needed.
Somebody fainted, essentially, passed out. And I will say, Jerry stopped. Like mid-joke, he was setting up a joke. He stopped, you know, he's like, are you okay? And but then, like for the next 5 minutes as they're dealing with the guy, he's such a comedic genius. Like he turned it and just, you know, slid in jokes while the guy's life could potentially be on the line. Then brought up a time that he was...
he's got to keep the show going,
that
man.
He did 4 shows at the Beacon Theater and he went out for pizza and had some Bass sausage. And next thing you know, he passed out and it just... He's just a genius. Like, he made it funny. He couldn't go back to that joke. He started some sort of joke about Flex Seal. And he then said, he's like, well, I don't remember exactly how he phrased it. He's like, well, that's awkward. He's like, you can't just pick up from where you were because he set it up.
Well, he's also, he's a master craftsman. So.
And he said, believe it or not, this has happened before.
Yeah,
comedians
I'm sure.
deal with this.
Right.
So it was kind of a 10-minute interlude of this person who passed out And then, yeah, he made it. He then made a joke. He was like, he goes, well, believe it or not, this happens a lot. Statistically, he's like, some of you might die here. And he just, you know, right. turned the car. But it was really good. It was worth it. Like, if whoever you are a fan of,
yeah,
even if it's during the week and you're worried about sleep and you're worried about traffic, I would highly recommend going.
Yeah, it's just on a Tuesday. It's just a little. It's too much for me.
Would you see? You would see Oasis on a Tuesday. You would. There are certain acts you would.
On a Tuesday and get home at 11:15, get a sleep. You probably weren't asleep till 11:45. If that.
Yeah, I mean, after that.
I don't know. I can't do that.
You just never torture yourself with lack of sleep? Like, most humans have things that they'll sacrifice sleep
sometimes
for.
Sometimes you're, yeah, correct. But during the week, I usually don't.
I mean, hell, we had Dan Quinn on yesterday. I was curious what he meant. He was like, I don't even want to tell you how little sleep I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wondering if he's functioning on like 3 hours.
I was going to say probably gets home 11-ish and is probably back
like
in there.
Three or
probably
something.
Back in there at 5:30. Maybe
Easy.
Maybe 6.
Oh, I bet.
Maybe he does a workout in the morning. Who knows?
Yeah. I got to say.
I can't function that way. You can.
I can't. It's not great, but I'm willing to abuse my body for certain experiences.
For certain experiences, yeah. I guess, yeah. I'm not willing. You are.
I think you'd be willing. Now, you've done it before, but when you went to see the Red Sox in the World Series, because you were a lifelong Red Sox right. fan, and they made it to World Series.
That was
Series.
In 04. Right, that was 20 years ago.
I understand.
Your body kind of can recover a little
similar,
bit better when you're 20 years younger.
If there was a similar event that was deeply meaningful to you, if your
sure.
beloved San Francisco he 49ers made would, it to the Super Bowl and they played here on a Sunday,
he would do it. Dude,
and I had tickets.
To a Virginia Tech hoops game, if it was the right circumstance, the right people, his daughter's going, you would do it. You would go on a Wednesday night or whatever. You would do something.
And, well, I wouldn't come back here.
Maybe
I mean,
not come back here, but you would sacrifice sleep.
And get up and do the show from the hotel?
I don't know.
All
you
right,
would
that's different.
Do it.
That's
you would
different.
Do it. You would do it. I mean,
believe
listen,
me, I
he
wish
is
it was
disciplined.
A weekend.
Look, you're telling me something I know I wouldn't do. All right, I'm just telling you.
I
wouldn't
so
go see,
rigid.
I wouldn't go see Seinfeld on a Tuesday night and get home at almost midnight. That's
well, because you don't care about Seinfeld as much, but I'm saying whoever your top dog is, like he mentions Oasis, if it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, now I don't know, he might come back to Wolf Trap next year. Although he said on stage afterwards, so he finished and he got a standing ovation. And as he's getting the standing ovation, and he probably does it every time, he started to run off stage, and then he came back for an encore.
He did encore jokes?
He did an encore.
They do that
but
in comedy shows?
His encore ended up being, I think what he does is, I don't know, he did two shows at Wolf Trap. Maybe he did it, I'm assuming he did it the night before. His encore was, he was like, ask me any questions. So it was almost like he wasn't sitting down, but it was almost like he was just going to sit down and answer questions.
Do Q&As.
And then somebody chirped from the crowd, hey, you never finished that Flex Seal joke. And then he said, I explain it again. It's like a it's like a stunt motorcycle driver who has to go through an empty train, and the train is passing by. There's only one time you can jump through, but he ended up doing it and crushed. It was like a little 15-minute bit, did it, and then walked off.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Those guys, it's much like watching a band. It's in their prime when you can just capture an audience. It is amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Did he look
I mean,
old and hurting? He's like 70. You felt like he was in his prime?
Just, he's just gray.
You said he was Jordan in the Bulls.
Yeah.
But he didn't look old and hurting?
No.
Mentally, he's
looks
still
really
sharp.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
He looks really good. And my buddy and I noted, I think he's been influenced a little bit by my guy, Sebastian Maniscalco, because they're close. Maniscalco uses a lot of physical humor. I've always known. And I don't think I've ever watched a full Seinfeld comedy special, but when he used to do late night talk shows, he always just, and even on Seinfeld when they would show his stand up, he always just kind of stood there on the mic. He did a lot of physical humor and he was kind of spry and moving around a lot. For a 7-year-old guy, it was impressive.
Remember, he recently had a hair transplant. That's one of the reasons he looks a little better.
Well, I'm sure.
I think within the last year or two.
Hair transplant was a big talk over at that family reunion thing, or whatever, friendly reunion thing we did this past week. A couple ball guys.
Oh, you really?
And like JP's brother, and you know, he was a longtime Rogaine user, and he gave up. I said, dude, you got plenty of money. Why don't you just get the hair transplant? Everybody's doing it.
I think he's a Propecia guy, not
Propecia,
a Rogaine.
Whatever. I don't know the difference. And He's like, yeah, I heard you got to go to Turkey. I go, you don't have to go to Turkey. That's just one place where
Turkey,
they give it
Turkey's a little cheaper. For numbers like me.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you got plenty of money. You don't need to do that. Just get it. I mean, I see guys like literally getting like Drab would do it if he had a deal, right? You would do
it. Tried, yeah, but I've gone to so many consultations.
Yeah, and they never have said you're too far gone. No,
that's not the problem. Cakes is too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cake, there is a too far gone.
Yeah, cakes is
Stumper's probably too far gone, EB.
Because I was talking to Stumper about it too. It's like, why don't you do it? You just gave up.
Yeah, no, if you're completely bald. That's
well, Cakes is not completely bald. He shaves it. Cakes has a nice horseshoe.
What is
Cakes has a horseshoe. Is a horseshoe not enough?
I remember the doctor look at a picture of Cakes or he knew the show.
And he said,
I couldn't do it on Cakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Like the back?
The back of your head, yeah.
And then they just literally transplant them there and then old ones grow back in the original spot? Is that
how it works? You'll have a scar on the back of your head.
But won't hair grow back there?
Hair will grow over the top of it.
Yeah.
So you won't see the scar. But if you shave your head or if you have a buzz cut, you would see the scar.
Uh-huh. It's worth it, though. Portnoy did it, right? I think he's done even a touch-up.
I mean, yeah, everybody. Brady, everybody does it.
But then some give up. Huh? Like our sales guy, Sam, some give up.
Yeah, Sam did one
Sam
treatment.
Sam did a nub version 20 years ago. He didn't get the real thing.
It seems like they've got it really figured out.
They say
what
Bieber
is the
did
average
it.
Cost, you know? Is it like 10 grand? 5 grand?
It's got to be 10 to 20
it's
grand.
It's probably 5 grand in Turkey.
10 grand here, maybe? 10 to 20 here?
Yeah. Nubbers, you got to be a big baller in the U.S. to get it.
Your brother could easily afford it. It would be nothing. I don't know why he doesn't do it. I guess
he still has some.
Exactly.
It's just kind of come back.
Exactly.
He does the comb over, essentially.
But he'd be a perfect candidate for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's more into playing tennis and paddleball and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know. Don't you want to look silly?
I guess not.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Right.
He can only look so silly.
How's your 54? Hair doing? You wear it. Is it? Cause I had a theory yours was thin and pretty good at one point. Is it still?
I mean, it's still thin and right up top, right here.
Oh, that's not bad. You're still got a good look.
I got a little bit of a bald spot on the top. You can never see it because I always got the hat on. Plus, I'm tall.
Right. Oh, it's a big advantage when you're tall, right? Because people can't see the top of your dome.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're sitting down in a game or something or at a restaurant.
That's funny.
But you know, it is what it is.
But you got your silly William and Harry hat on.
That's right. Check it out, williamandharry.com. Get some silly shoes.
Dude, rope hats are in like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Rope hats are huge. Have you noticed that? They're definitely in.
I had not noticed it. I didn't even know you called it a rope hat. I was wondering what was going on.
Good. I know. I think it's been a couple years, but I'm concise for certain rope hats.
Have not noticed.
All right, should mention, coming up on the show today, we're going to have Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. We're getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season.
Is he the one that was critical of Kingsbury or kind of just did analysis of Kingsbury's offense?
I think he did an analysis, so we get his take. We'll talk to Ian Harditz at 8:20. Also on the show, Mike Rizzo joins us. It's a Wednesday. We will talk Nationals. They lost
to the Rockies
last night. DJ Hurz actually pitched okay.
He did. They couldn't hit Austin Gomer.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply, 1-800-636-1067. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page here on The Fan.